Right now, we're going to turn to an event that's coming up this weekend. It is Be Loud 18, the fifth annual music festival at Cat's Cradle to raise funds for a terrific cause, the Be Loud Sophie Foundation. It's Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th. Matthew Sweet headlining on Friday, Sex Police headlining on Saturday, a whole bunch of other great bands as well. BeLoudFestival.com for information about the festival, CatsCradle.com if you want tickets. But we are joined here in the studio by the two co-founders of the Be Loud Sophie Foundation, the reason for this festival's existence and an absolutely terrific cause that has raised more than $1 million for UNC hospitals. Nicholas and Lucy Stein are joining us here in the studio. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having us, Aaron.
It's very kind of you to have us back.
So we're talking about the festival, but before we start, a word about the Be Loud Sophie Foundation, which I have to ask how it started, and of course it's kind of a sad story, but it has led to just some amazing work that's been done on UNC, and everyone ought to know about this organization. So, Lucy.
So, Be Loud Sophie was founded to honor the life of our daughter, Sophie, who was diagnosed with cancer when she was a freshman at East Chapel Hill High School. And after she died, we wanted to honor her life and wanted to honor her wishes, which while she was at UNC Hospital, where she got extraordinary care from the doctors and nurses and folks there, she did notice that there was this sort of missing element for her particular age group. So she was in a wing of the hospital that was really, a wing of the children's hospital in particular, that had a lot of pretty childish elements to it. And they were not, her 15-year-old self was not, not always pleased to be surrounded by pink elephants and purple turtles and things. And so she was committed and interested in the idea of how do we better help teenagers. And so that became this, when our family was thinking about Sophie's legacy and what she cared about, that was what we felt she cared about. And little did we know, we were kind of entering a world of teen and young adult cancer support that really is kind of a national movement, and that we were sort of at the forefront of that. So we're incredibly proud that in the 5 years of its existence, Be Loud Sophie has basically funded one of the premier programs in the country to support this age group. So we have learned a lot about how to do that well, and we cannot thank the community enough for making this possible. Our donors, Aaron, are small. I mean, we're talking $100 checks, $500 checks, sometimes $5 at a time. So this is an amazing effort by thousands of people to support us to get us to that $1 million that
and
you mentioned earlier.
And all of those people coming together to raise, in 5 years, $1 million. And was it Eric and Laura Montross's gift that
put us over the top?
Put you
Doesn't
over the top, yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
that incredible?
And actually, they're quick to point out, it's not their
right.
gift.
It's not
it's
their
the gift.
Gift
from
it's
their camp. They're so
yes.
they're such generous people. They want to make sure that the credit goes to the campers.
So tell us about the Montrosses and their gift.
That Eric and Laura have organized, I think, close to 25 years now, a Father's Day basketball camp. And they've always given money to the hospital for various causes. And they gave us $150,000
wow.
this summer, which is by far the biggest gift we've ever gotten. And just can't say enough about Eric and Laura as people, just phenomenal.
And all of
and
those.
And that goes back to Coach Smith
mm-hmm.
and Eric
yeah.
being encouraged to reach out and get to know a young adult cancer patient at UNC while he was a player.
Right.
So when we started this work, he and Laura were really interested. They've been long supporters of the Children's Hospital at UNC, but were really interested in this age group in particular.
And they heard Lucy speak at an event, and Eric later said, you know, do you think we could serve on your board? And we were like, yeah,
I think
we can make room for Eric and Laura Montross.
Yeah, Laura and Eric have been really wonderful thought partners and supporters.
So what is the initiative at UNC? I know one person
yeah.
in particular, Lauren Lux, but it's bigger than just one person.
Yeah, we're really proud. So Lauren is kind of the crux. She's the director. But in the last year, we also added a medical director because, as I mentioned before, we've learned a lot along the way. And one is that the psychosocial emotional support that folks need in this age group is pretty intensive. But so is the medical care as well. So Dr. Andrew Smitherman, Smitty, we call him, his patients call him, is adding this really interesting and important clinical piece to it. So he and Lauren together are a pretty dynamic duo in terms of creating programming that supports them emotionally, but also supports their medical needs. So for example, they're really interested in getting folks this age enrolled in clinical trials, mm-hmm. which, and the one of the sort of tragic things that we didn't realize when Sophie was sick is that only that outcomes for people in this age group, like 13 to 30, really haven't changed much in 30 years, which is really remarkable when you think that in the children's oncology world, outcomes have increased, have become much, much better over that same time period. Like, you know, 20% of people surviving in 1970 to now it's more like 80%. And in the adult range, you're also seeing a lot of incredible improvements in cancer survival rates, but you're not seeing that with this age group. And that's where clinical trials come in, because if we're going to change that, we need people to be enrolled.
So just to underline that, so this is an incredibly important program, not just because it's a nice to have, but it's actually directly affecting patient outcomes, which mm-hmm. is what we all care so much about.
So that's exciting.
So how have you seen this kind of impacting people's lives? I know you, the two of you, have been kind of intricately involved in this, and I'm sure you've spent a lot of time just being involved with Lauren and with the program and with the hospital. So yep. how have you seen it kind of manifest in people's lives?
So for those who, for those of you who've ever spent any time in the hospital, you know, you have, when you, when you're admitted, you often have like a sort of care team that greets you and helps you out. The care team that greets you now when you are 13 to 30 year old is a combination of Lauren and doctors and nurses who've now been trained to kind of support this age group. So that care from day one looks different as a result of this program. So in addition to that, there's a lot of kind of added programming around massages that are available and support, special supports that are available.
One simple mm-hmm. example, fertility preservation. That was mm-hmm. just not an issue that anyone really thought about at the hospital until Lauren showed up and started having conversation with patients about this very important but overlooked important issue for an 18 or a 25-year-old.
Things you didn't even necessarily think about until yeah. you talk to people and they say it's very important. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in the very important priority to save your life, mm-hmm. you know, fertility can become something that needs to be talked about that isn't always addressed at the beginning. So yeah. that's been the change. The other thing is, for those folks who survive their cancer, they often have to come back for scans. Again, for those of you who've been through cancer in your family, you know this. And so what one of the things that Lauren and Smitty have been working on is bringing people together in the same at the same time, so that when you come back for scans, you're not sitting in the waiting room on the seventh floor with a bunch of people you don't know. You're sitting in a waiting room with a bunch of people who are your age. And so the idea is that hopefully we'll create some great programming and other supports because they're all there together. So those kind of things. In addition, Lauren and Spinney are also thinking a lot about creating a statewide network of supporters. So they had a first symposium in Chapel Hill in the spring. They brought together 120 folks from around the state who are nurses, doctors, social workers, et cetera, who sort of are like, this is an age group we treat a lot and we need to know more about how to do that well. So that's been really exciting for us to see also.
Speaking with Lucy Steiner and Nicholas Steiner from the Be Loud Sophie Foundation. What's the website? Remind me. Is it beloudsophie.org?
Beloudsophie.org.
Beloudsophie.org is the website if you want to find out more about the organization, if you want to get involved, if you want to donate. Again, they've raised more than $1 million in 5 years with little donations. Every dollar helps. So even if you can't give much, you can make a big, big difference in the lives of a lot of people. And you can get involved by going to the Be Loud Festival. Be Loud 18 at Cat's Cradle this Friday and Saturday with a whole bunch of great acts, including headliners Matthew Sweet and Sex Police, and a terrific lineup underneath that as well. So tell us about the festival. This has been going on for 5 years,
this
too, and it gets better.
The fifth year.
Every year.
It's just the perfect celebration of music and community. We have so many personal connections to this band. The Velt is playing.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing house parties at my house in college. The Sex Police, I know a bunch of those guys from way early on. I just got a text from Sophie's first grade teacher who reminded me that in first grade, the kids were lined up to go to lunch, and suddenly she hears this voice, "Jump on that elevator." And it was Sophie who loved the Sex Police's first album.
Oh.
So The Right Profile is an intriguing band, right? Band hadn't mm-hmm. played in over 30 years. They've gone on to do great other things. The Freakonomics guy was in the band. So
Stephen Dubner, yeah.
He's going to play. Surrender Human, former guys from Benfold 5. And
I think we're going to have them on the air later on. I think they might be on the air tomorrow to play Serena Newman.
So, yeah. And then there's always a lot of fun. We're doing a raffle for the first time. We sort of like to shake things up. It's going to be a night in Carrboro one night and a night in Chapel Hill. Dinner, movie, I think, bar, drinks at the bar and hotels.
Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a real competition between the two cities to see who gets the most tickets sold.
That's a good point. And then finally, not to be missed, Eric Montross will again offer up a personalized tour of the UNC Basketball Museum, behind-the-scenes things, and that's always a big hit with the crowd.
Nice.
So.
I want this trophy.
Not be there,
I want
though,
that
trophy.
No, he's
not.
But he's going to lead the tour.
He'll lead the tour.
Yeah. He's unfortunately he has a lot of things going on this weekend, including dedicating the floor of the.
But we have found
that is this weekend, isn't it?
Yes, all the players are coming back. Yeah.
But we have found another person, a towering figure who will step in on Saturday night to do the honors there. So come check that out. I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Again, BeLoudFestival.com for more information about the festival, CatsCradle.com if you want tickets, BeLoudSophie.org for more information about the BeLoud Sophie Foundation and the work that they do. Anything else that people need to know about the foundation, the festival, how they can get involved, how people can help out?
Yeah, we're just thank you so much for coming, for all of you who are planning to come, and if you weren't planning to come, you should come. It's super fun.
And thank you to CHL. You guys have had us on every single time the show's gone on. So really, it's just such a tribute to our community that we've gotten so far only because of the amazing people who backed us up.
It really is a terrific event for a great cause. Again, this Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th, basically all night long, right? I mean, it's like a whole great lineup for both of them.
8 o'clock, yep, doors at 7, shows at 8. Let me just warn you, the felt is a bit loud.
Okay. Is that a warning or
That's a warning.
All right. CatsCradle.com for tickets, BeLoudFestival.com for more information about the festival, BeLoudSophie.org for more about the BeLoud Sophie Foundation and the work they do. Nicholas, Lucy, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.